Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yaini is Siman Tuf Resh Pei Beis Din Al Hanisim Be Chanukah. The halachas of Al Hanisim on Chanukah. Kol Shmoneh Be Chanukah Omer Al Hanisim. All 8 days of Chanukah, you say Al Hanisim in Birchas Hamazon and in Birchas Haaretz of Birchas Hamazon. We say Al Hanisim in the Birchas Haaretz, the second bracha of Birchas Hamazon. That's where we say the Al Hanisim in the Birchas Hamazon. And where else do we say Al Hanisim? Ubatfila the Birchas Modim. And in Shmoneh Esrei, we say it in Birchas Modim, in the bracha of Modim, right after the paragraph of Modim, right before the Al Kulam. Bimlo Amar, Ein Matzir Nasra. If you did not say Al Hanisim, you did not go ahead and repeat either the benching or the Shmoneh Esrei. Vayein Le'el, Simen Reish, Sadi Balad, Sif Balad, Sehei. The Ramah adds to check out earlier, Reish, Sadi Balad, in Sif Balad, and Hei. So let's see, Mr. Brewer, Sif Gotten Aleph. Over Al Hanisim, you say Al Hanisim in, as we said, Birchas Hamazon on the second bracha and Modim in Shmoneh Esrei. And it says, it's written in the Svarim, Shabbat Nusach Al Hanisim Yomar, Vi Al Hanisim Bevav. You say, Vi Al Hanisim Yal Prokun. Hein Betfila, Hein de Birchas Hamazon. That's what it writes in the Svarim. Kisha Amda Aleyem, Yesh Lidale Tevas Aleyem, Daha Achaka Omer Al Amcha Yisrael. He says, when you say, Kishamda Aleyem, you don't say Aleyem, you just say Kishamda Al Amcha Yisrael. Because you say Al Amcha Yisrael afterwards, you don't have to say Aleyem. Aleyem Kain Omer, Vi Al Amcha Yisrael. Unless you say Kishamda Aleyem, Vi Al Amcha Yisrael. So you can either say Kishamda Al Amcha Yisrael or Amda Aleyem, Vi Al Amcha Yisrael. We then move weiter. So if you look at the art scroll, Siddur, so it doesn't have Aleyem, it just says Kishamda Malchus Yovan Harasha Al Amcha Yisrael. That's in terms of that. And in terms of whether you have the V or not, it has in parentheses the V. So whether you say V Al Hanisim or Al Hanisim, it leaves it up to you in the art scroll based on whatever your minhag is. And probably most people don't know what their minhag is, and they either say it or they don't. Let's move weiter. Sif Katan Beis. The Birchas Hamazon, Birchas Haaretz, Vatzila Birchas Hamazon. So you say it in No Delacha, the second bracha of Al Arti Al Mazon, you say, that's where you say the Al Nisim in Berez HaMazon and in Modim Hatam. What's the reason? The Kula Milsa de Chanukah Ikra Hodahi. He says the reason is because the whole Yisoyed of Chanukah is Hodah. The bracha mi'ein shalosh with Chanukah. And in Al Amichya, the bracha mi'ein shalosh, Al Amichya or Al Gefen bi'al Pi'a Gefen, the bracha mi'ein shalosh, Chanukah and Purim, Chanukah and Purim, ain. Maskirin shal Chanukah Purim. You don't mention Chanukah and Purim in the Al Hamichya or in the Al Gefen, the Al Pi Gefen, or the Al Eitz, the Al Pi Eitz, otherwise known as Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. For the Yisoid in this and for the basis of this is a famous Rav Chaim on this, but that's for Ian Shir. And we move weiter. And we say, if you didn't say it, Ein Maskirin Oso Sifkat and Gimel. The Lav Dai Raisa, number one, it's not Dai Raisa. And since it's not Dai Raisa, so you do not go ahead and repeat. You do not go ahead and repeat it if you forgot to say it. V'kai atfila v'abirchas hamazon. And this goes both for tfila and for birchas hamazon. Now, what does it mean it's not d'oraisa? So the basic insight is that these days, these yom tovim, are not d'oraisa. And even though the chachamim were misakin these days to be a yontif, and to add Al Hanisim, they did not go ahead and kaveya that you have to go ahead and repeat it if you forgot it. Okay, this is based on the Tosefta in Brachos. Now, the truth is, it's not so clear there in the Tosefta there in Perek Gimel Loch Yadal, that's the reason. It's totally on whether it's Dairaisa or Derabbanan. But rather, what it says there is, Kol Yom She'en Bo Musuf, Go Chanukah Purim, it says any day that there's no musaf like Chanukah and Purim, so you say that me'ena ma'ora, namely the Al Hanisim in Hodah. In lo amar me'ena ma'ora, ein machzir noso. If you didn't say it, you don't repeat it. However, kol sheyesh bo musaf, if you have musaf, then you go back and return it. So it seems that it's totally on the carbon musaf and not on whether it's daraisa, although the Mishnah Berurah here says it's totally on whether it's Da'iraisa or not, seems to be quoting the Prima Gadim. And then he goes on, Mr. Burak. Ben Chilut Birchas Hamazon, Ben B'chol, U'Ben B'Shabbos Chanukah, no difference whether it's a weekday or Shabbos Chanukah. After the Muchlach Lechol Mitzat Shu Shabbos. Even if you're chayiv to go ahead and eat based on the fact that it's Shabbos, Kol Makom, Einu Chozer Bishvil, regardless, you do not go back for Alamisim and Chanukah. In other words, what he's pointing out is, as you know, when it comes to Yalav Yavo and benching, you only repeat the benching from the Yalav Yavo, you are Mechuyiv. When you are Mechuyiv to eat, that's when you repeat the benching if you forgot Yalav Yavo, like on Shabbos. But on Rosh Chodesh, if you get Yalav Yavo in benching, you do not really repeat it. But he's pointing out, even on Shabbos, when there are days that you have to repeat it by Yalav Yavo because it's Shabbos, different shittas regarding that. But Chanukah, for sure, Al Hanisim, you never have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon for forgetting Al Hanisim. V'ayim v'sim v'kuf peiches v'shabura sof sif katan lamid gimel. There, the Shulchan Aruch writes that if a person ate b'Shabbos and Shabbos is over, you say in Birchas HaMazon because you go after the beginning of the Suda. And the same applies for both Rosh Chodesh, Purim, and Chanukah. Okay, and more, it discusses other things there as well. Okay, we continue on. Umiyu, imniskar ba'oisa bracha. However, if you remember while you're still in the bracha, kol zman shalom hizkir Hashem, as long as you do not say Baruch Atah Hashem ala arz yal mazon, or Baruch Atah Hashem hatom shukha luchan ha'el ha'odos, in Shemon Esrei, afilu niskar bein atah, even if you said Baruch Atah, but you do not say Hashem yet, chozer, you go back and you say al ha'nisim. Continues on, Yesh Omrim, Kishachach Alanitzim Bechaz HaMazon, there are those that say that if you forget Alanitzim Bechaz HaMazon, Kishamagia La Arachaman, when you get to Arachaman, you say, Yomar Arachaman, Yasam Alanitzim Niflos Kishem Shasis Alam Asim, Yomim Ayahim Bezman Azeh, Yomim Matas Yahu Bechule, you add in Arachaman a sort of Ke'ein Al HaNitzim. Sivkot Ndalin, Kishamagia La Arachaman, Uhu Adin, Shiyomar Kain Betfila, Achar Gemar HaTfila, because the same thing would be in Tfila after you finish Shmoneh Esrei. Derech Bakasha, you could say it as a Bakasha, Kodem Yiyul Ratzon, before Yiyul Ratzon, Sivkatan Hei, Yemer Harachaman, Chayim Bepurim, same thing on Purim, Uber Rosh Chodesh, Sheba Chanukah, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Chanukah, Yemazer Achar Harachaman Yichadesh, you say it after Harachaman Yichadesh, Leno, as a Chodesh Hazer, etc. Mishum de Tadir Kodem, because Tadir comes first. Gam Sifbeis, Gam the Musaf Shal Shabbos, Shal Rosh Chodesh, Sarech Lahaskir Shal Chanukah, also Musaf of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you're supposed to also mention Shal Chanukah Al Hanisim, V'af Al Pi She'ein Musaf BeChanukah. And even though there is no Musaf in Chanukah, since you're doing the Musaf of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you also add Al Hanisim there, Sif Katan Vav, Sarah Hazkir, the Yom Mush Nishayiv Arba Tfilos, because it's a day that requires four Tfilos, and therefore you say Al Hanisim, Vimlo Amro, and then if you don't say it there, of course, Ein Machzir Noso, you're not going to go back and repeat it. Sif Gimel, Ein Omen Kishin, Shasisa Bechule, Ella Messiahim Vasisa Imahem, Nisim Ugvuros, Bayamim Ahem Ba'es Hazos, Yesh Omrim She Omrim Oso. You don't say in Al Nisim Kishem Shasisa, but rather you say Vasisa Imahem, Nisim Ugvuros, Bayamim Ahem Ba'es Hazos. And some say She Omrim Oso. So what he's saying here is as follows, that at the end of Al Nisim, we don't say Kishem Sha'asisa Imahem Nes Kain Asa Imanu Hashem Elokeinu Nisim V'Niflos Ve'Eis Hazos V'Nodela Shimcha Gadol Sela. Why? Because that's a Lashon Bakasha Al Ha'asid. And what we're really doing is being Modim Ala Avar. So that's why you're supposed to end, you're supposed to be Messiahim Ve'asisa Imahem Nisim Ugvuros V'Yamim Ha'Hem Ve'Eis Hazos. Okay? So, Mr. Brura here says, Sif Katan Zayin, Ein Omrim Kishem Sha'asisa. Yesh Omrim, there are those that say that the reason not to say Kishem Sha'asisa, Mishum Delo Yishal Adam Tzrachav B'Shlos Rishonos V'Achronos. That the reason is that a person is not allowed to ask his Bakashos, right? You're not allowed to ask for your needs during the first three brachas and the last three brachas. Because the idea is that the first three brachas is like an eved that's mesader the shvach lefnei rabo. The middle ones are to the eved being mevakesh pras mirabo, and the achronos, the last three, is like the eved that got the pras and he's giving more shvach and hodah, and
since the Rishonos are being Masada Shvach, it's not Roy Lishol. And same thing, the Achronos. And he says, Betos, who the Bishvil at Tzibur Shari. He says, this is really a mistake, because for the Tzibur, meaning Letzarach HaRabim, it is permitted to be Mevakesh in the Shlosh Rishonos and the Shlosh Achronos. Like, we are Mevakesh in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Zachreinu, even though it's in the first Bracha. And also, we say Yusov L'Chaim Tovim, we say for Chaim. And even all Rosh Chodesh, in the Bracha of Avoda, we say Yalav Yavo, that has Bakashos. And the Iker Bracha of the Avoda is actually to be Machzir the Avoda. And Sim Shalom also is a Bakasha on Shalom Tova Ubracha. And therefore, if it's an issue for the Rabbim, you really can. So what then is the reason? Ela Iker Atam. So what is the reason? The whole davar da havi lahaba tiknu bilahaba uvdvar da havi leshava. The reason is that anything that's a bakasha for the haba, like a tefillah, so the masakein to say the whole bracha lahaba, the future, and you should not add a lashon avar, and something that's a hoda, right? That is leshavar, because you're being modeh on the nace that Hashem did ba'avar, in the past. And that's why Chazal said that you should be misaking, they were misaking, that the whole thing should be in the Lashon of Avar, in the past. Even though you're being mevakesh on the haba as well, but it should be in the Lashon of the past, not in the future. And that's what he's saying. The Iker al Nisim habi kilashavar. And the Iker of al Nisim is a shevach and odah on the past. And therefore, that's why we don't say Kishem Shasisa, not only Kishem Shasisa, we don't say not only in Shemoneh Esrei, we also don't say it in the Berachas HaMazon, because that's the Yisayit. The Yisayit is that it's a Hoda on, as we said, it's a Hoda on the Avar, as opposed to a Bakasha ala Asid in principle. But there could still be an element of Bakasha in there, and there's nothing wrong with that, because it's for the Rabbin. And then he says, Sifkatam Ches. So what does it mean by Yesh Omrim She Omrim Oso? So he says as follows, Yesh Omrim She Omrim Oso, namely, since it's a Tzarech Rabbim, so you could say, even in the last Achronos, like we say in Yalav Yavo, and we're not concerned about saying anything that might also be a davar shvach. You could go ahead and have a little bit. So he says, Yesh omrim she'omrim oso. You do say kishem shasisa. So kasam beis Yosef, the berov nuschaos hatfilos muchrach she'omru kishem shasisa. Hilkach da'avid kemar avid, u'da'avid kemar avid. So what he's basically saying is that the idea of saying it, and this Yesh Omrim says, you do say Kishem Shasisa, it's basically going along with what we said before. There's nothing in principle wrong with adding a Bakasha. So to go ahead and have this element of Bakasha in there by saying Kishem Shasisa is not terrible, because you're allowed to go ahead and have aspects of Bakasha if it's for the Rabbin. And the Beis Yosef, okay, who actually writes that the Rov Nuschos have Kishem Shasisa, says either one is going to be good. So what is our Lashon that we have? So if you check the Oxford, our Nusach is not to have Kishem Shasisa. We say Shasisa Lavoisenu Bayamim Haheim Bazman Hazeh. Okay? And not even Vasisa, Shasisa Lavoisenu Bazman Hazeh. And also in the actual Yimei Matisyo, we say, Amcha Yisrael, Asisa, Chua Gedoyla, Ufurkan Kayim Hazeh. So that's basically the Nusach that we have, that we basically keep it to the Avar, and that's our current Nusach of Al Hanisim. Also, what's interesting is, even though the Beis Yosef says that most of the Nuschos, that he's of the Tfilos, say Kishem Shasisa in the Shulchan Aruch, he only puts it as a Yesh Omrim L'chaira, because the tour says not to say that Lashon, and the Rush says not to say that Lashon, and that's the basic Yisoid, that it's better not to say it. Shevi Al-Tasa seems to be, and that seems to be our Nusach as well. And now just finishing up the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Ba'al Anisim Yesh Omar Lashkicham Tarasecha, V'lo Yomar Mi Tarasecha B'mem. Why? Because the Yevanim, you don't say, you say Lashkicham Tarasecha, not Mi Tarasecha, because the Yevanim wanted to make us forget it, all of the Torah, and only, not only a small part of the Torah, the whole Torah. So therefore we say, not Mi Tarasecha, but Tarasecha, the whole Torah. And that's what they wanted us to basically get rid of, the whole Torah. And Sarach Lomar, Shmonas Yimei Chanukah, Elu Lehodos. Also, you should say, Shmonas Yimei Chanukah, Elu Lehodos, and don't say, Shmonas Yomim Elu Lehodos, even though we're talking about Chanukah, like we say in all Yomim Tovim, Es Yom Chag Haploni Hazeh. So we also say, Shmonas Yimei Chanukah. Elu lehodos u lehalel. Sif. Siman. Tafresh pe gimel. Kol shmonas yimei chanukah goyim es halel. All 8 days of Chanukah, you are goyim es halel, which means you finish and you say the whole halel. Why the whole halel? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sipatan aleph. L'shif v'shevachol yom nosaf neis chadash. Because every day there was an additional neis, and therefore it merited each day of Chanukah a full-blown halel. V'od yesh taimim, and there are other reasons I aim to be Yosef. He says, "V'achar ha'halal omrim chati kaddish." After halal, you only say chati kaddish, not a full kaddish, because there's no musaf. Mishahu avel, someone who's an avel, b'shachris ain mispalel lufnei ha'omud. In shachris, he should not daven for the omud. The yesh halal, because there is halal in shachris. But ha'arvis, but ma'ariv is mispalel. The mispalel rosh cholish gam kein arvis, because rosh cholish also you can daven ma'ariv. Okay, ain omrim. Kel Erech Apayim, B'Sheni V'Chamishi B'Chanukah. On Monday and Thursday, you don't say Kel Erech Apayim. Yehi Ratzon Achar Sefer Torah. You also don't say Ulin Yin Halal and Mutter Lema B'Beis HaAvel. And Halal on Chanukah, whether you can say it in the Beis HaAvel, Ayein B'Sharei Tshuva. Just check out B'Sharei Tshuva. Aval HaAvel Ba'atzmo V'Vadai Lo Yomar. But the Avel himself, for sure, does not say it. The Sharei Tshuva brings down a Machlokas HaPoskim. According to the Pri Chadash, you don't say it. According to the Re'aba, you do say it. And the Magen Avraham says, everyone should say it in their home after they leave the base Avel. One thing that should be pointed out is that there are others that say on Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh, one would be able to daven for the Amid at least until Hallel, through Shmona Esrei. And that's where some are noheg that way, many shuls, in fact, are noheg that way, that the Avel will daven through Chazaras HaShas, and then someone else take over for Hallel. And obviously Musaf as well. Ramah. The Chol Shmonos Yimei Chanukah Ein Omrim Tachnun. You don't say Tachnun and Sikaschot Sedek Lametzeach and Tzidik Hadin. At a Tzidik Hadin is at a funeral. And Gan the Erev Chanukah the Mincha. Also on Erev Chanukah and Mincha Ayin Leel Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph. What does it say there? It says there that, again, these things we know. We don't say these things in general because they're yamim of simcha, Chanukah, and these are dvarim of tzar. There it says that we don't say on Chanukah tachnun, and we also see there that even on the days that we don't say tachnun, you do say lamnatzeach, except for a number of days, and Chanukah is one of them. Chanukah, you don't say tachnun, and also you don't say lamnatzeach, as we see over here as well.